Blog Talk Radio.
On with Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid. 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a man who knows that until he marries, a man is incomplete, and then once he does, he's finished. The irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. Welcome, everybody, all of our listeners all over the world. How's it going today, Matt?
I'm on cloud nine, Jay. Beautiful weather, beautiful day, and a beautiful bit of history taking place as we speak.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful day. You've been looking forward to this day for a while now, too.
That's for 25 years. But before we get into all that, all the celebration and all that, how are you doing today?
I'm excellent. Just freaking fantastic, actually.
Well, that's good. Good to hear. How's the Montero?
The Montero hasn't been around. I think they moved out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know what I'm going to monitor now. There doesn't seem to be any real situation going on.
Have the college kids quieted down any?
Well, you know, they got the well. That's the funny thing is the neighbor that's so loud isn't even a college kid. She's like older than me.
Wow.
And her entire very loud family was here for the Memorial Day weekend. And there were a few eruptions as they were all in that one bedroom apartment with the windows open, smoking, drinking, and singing a little Merle Haggard for a while. But
woohoo!
Yeah, having a good time.
That's good.
Yeah. So. Well, I like for people to enjoy themselves, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, you got any shout-outs today before we begin the festivities?
Oh, nothing. No. No big shout-outs.
Wow. You're just like Old Man River today, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Just kick back. Oh, it's your day, Matt. We're celebrating you today.
As it should be. I do have one shout out, J-Man, and I wanted to say we finally did make it to the first page. Memorial Day summer kickoff show finally made it to the first page this morning. It would have been yesterday, but a good friend of the show claims she's a friend of the show, allowed her modem, her Time Warner modem, to go out, and she. The lovely Miss C has not been able to play our show twice a day. So,
really?
Yes.
Really? You know, that disappoints me.
I know.
You know, look, I like Missy. I don't want to say bad things about her. She's a very sweet person. But, you know, this will not be acceptable at all. We're going to have to do something about this.
She accepted her admonishment from me well, and the situation is about to be rectified. Could have been more timely, but...
Could have been. could have been. But, you know, as long as she's apologetic and sincere about it, then you know, we're understanding, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't let it happen again.
Yeah, just don't do it twice.
Nah. And a shout out to Average Chick, David Lawrence, and guess who else is in the room, the chat room today? J-Man.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Glad to see him.
Yeah. The Mike-inator.
Yes. Glad he could be here for the event. Makes it more special.
Oh, yeah. An Average Chick listened to our summer kickoff party show this morning, she says.
So I'm sure she's making
that. Put her in a festive mood.
I'm sure it was the Brussels sprout and lima bean potato salad that put her in that.
It wasn't. And a special shout out to David Lawrence for actually sticking around for the show this week.
Yes, and David, if you'd like to go back, if you haven't listened to the Memorial Day show, you might want to because you were mentioned prominently.
Yes, in a good way. You might want to listen twice because you owe us one, actually.
That's right. Very good. But, of course, as we always say, we kid because we love. We love everybody.
Yeah. And I do have a quick – Go ahead. Oh, I just have a quick shout out to Doc Mike, who retweeted our show a few minutes ago.
So we thank him
for that. And you can always catch Doc Mike if you just go to blogtalkradio.com/fanmedrocks. And you can just check out all those shows, especially check out the Night Shift shows every Saturday night. Well, most Saturday nights, where he is on with my BFF, the lovely, the talented, the gorgeous Miss Warrior Cat.
Yes. And you need to check him out, too, not in addition to her, but even though he is a doctor on top of that, most importantly, he's the bad boy of social media.
Yes, he is. All right. And I just saw a little breaking news thing. The Body Shop strip club in Miami, Oklahoma, has had to surrender their license and close up shop simply because the bar owner's 14-year-old son was tending bar.
That's outrageous.
I tell you, you're talking about your nanny states now, right there.
Poor little fella just trying to learn a good work ethic and
trying to learn the tricks of the trade.
Yeah.
You know, trying to help support the family.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them off the welfare rolls, and look what they did.
And what's he get for it?
Heartache.
Exactly.
All right, well, Matt.
Yeah.
It is your special day.
It is my special day.
Today is Matt Mann's 25th anniversary.
Yes.
Pretty exciting. I would do that, but my upstairs neighbor, I believe, sleeps during the day. So,
all the more reason to do it. And as you can tell, this show, I blew it away from the phone, Jay, unlike Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, this time, probably, 11:09 this time, 25 years ago, I was, holding my head from the massive hangover that I had and trying to don a tuxedo.
And wondering, what the hell have I done?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the chat room, Mike says he's lost sound, which, of course, is a very Mike thing to do.
Yes, it is. I'm sure
nobody,
he'll find it.
Nobody on Earth loses sound more often than Mike. I think Mike's in Kmart shopping every once in a while, and all of a sudden he goes, "No music! No music!" What happened to the intercom?
uh,
But I was
anyway.
Listening to Kenny G's rendition of Tupac's California.
Poor Mike. But anyway, yeah, I was just rousing about getting dressed in my wedding finery, turning on the tux, a gray tux it was, with tails, mind you.
Ooh. Yep.
Yeah.
This would be on May 30th, 1987.
That was correct. That is correct. I was a little over 22 years old. Bright future ahead. The stars are mine for the taking.
That would have been probably the Saturday after Memorial Day?
Yeah, that year it was. That
yeah.
is correct. It came early that year.
Now, had you just graduated?
No. I was working at ODOT at the time.
Oh.
The Ohio Department of Transportation.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, had you one of those cushy state jobs?
Yes.
Good benefits and
wonderful.
All that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. So, did you wish your wife a happy anniversary this morning?
Actually, I did. Yeah, I sent her an email, and as of showtime, and let me check again quickly. there's no response, but you know, I did my part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what do you have any big plans? Maybe big, you know, a 25th anniversary dinner, maybe a little go dancing, go see maybe a show, maybe go to a murder mystery theater, something fun and exciting like that?
Yeah, I was thinking I might do all that. Of course, it'll be with Schmoop, you know, kind of celebrate things.
Oh, okay. Well, that was actually my next question. It was going to be, did Schmoop tell your wife to have a happy anniversary?
No, I think that would be a little beyond the line. Not that we don't mind crossing the line, but when it runs the possibility of bodily injury, yeah, we stop. I'll tell you what, the funny thing is, I had a lot of omens that were telling me, Matt, don't do this. Like the night before, we're all gathered across the street from St. Raphael's Catholic Church. All 14 of us. 6 bridesmaids, Jay. 6 groomsmen. And my soon-to-be wife and I. That makes 14 people, right?
Yeah, you're a numbers guy.
I am a numbers guy. Well, as we're walking across the street to the church for the rehearsal, one of the bridesmaids is struck by a car, flies up in the air. Her hip is broken. So, the next day at the wedding, how many people does that leave up on the altar?
13.
Not a good number, Jay. A little Last Supper going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually.
Okay, so you mean to tell me that weak ass chick couldn't make the wedding with a broken hip the next
well,
day? It was the next day.
I know. You know, get her put a little DeLonge
in and the.
Exactly. That's what I thought. And it actually started a week before that, too, because the week before that, we're with the priest who's going to perform the ceremony. And, you know, he's giving us tips and all that and telling us, you know, what makes a good marriage. And then at the end of the meeting, he says, and by the way, I've been transferred. The priest who will be doing the wedding is someone we've never heard of.
But a wedding's a wedding, right? He can handle it.
Exactly. It's all the same in God's eyes.
Yeah. He's just got the script. He'll just read it off. Get it loaded in the teleprompter.
And plus, I'm thinking about this priest who was going to marry us. Ah, he's getting transferred, huh? What has he done?
Uh-huh. Mm. Well, actually, that's more retrospect. You look back, you go, oh.
Yeah.
That's what that's the sudden transfer reason.
Mm-hmm. That's more, yeah, you're right. It's a little Monday morning sermonizing there.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, everything we got up there and another omen. I see my soon-to-be wife, as we're standing up on the altar, I see her brother running out of the church, and I'm thinking, well, shoot, I didn't know he disliked me that much. Well, it turns out there was no wedding ring. He had to go find it, so.
He had to go buy every Cracker Jack box.
Yeah, well, he had to go down into the basement of the church, which was locked, so he ended up crawling through a window to get into where they dressed, found the ring, and crawled back out of the window and brought it back up into the church.
Great. Now, was the ring just, like, lying on the table?
I have no idea.
I'll just set it right here for safekeeping.
Mm-hmm. And not my ring that I gave her. It was the ring she was giving me.
Oh. Now, on the ring that you gave her, did you follow the recommended pricing that the all the jewelry stores recommend? You go with 4 months salary or something like that, 3 months salary?
I can tell you it was $1,200.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
1987. Half carat, yeah. Sapphire cut diamond. Solitaire. You could cut glass with it. However, she chose to cut my heart.
Let's just do a little quick.
A little quick typing?
A little quick,
See, now you're treating me like my wife, Jay.
I'm trying to find out what $1,200 would be worth today in today's world. Probably somewhere around $1,300.
Or even less in today's economy.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that just sounds like a great day right there.
It was, and I'll tell you what the best thing was. The church was not air-conditioned. Very old church, built in like 1888. Beautiful church. But it wasn't air-conditioned. It was 2 weeks later they put air conditioning in. But ours was the last wedding held in that church without air conditioning. So as people are sitting, and it just happened to be one of the hottest Mays on record, you know, kind of like this year. So it's like 92 on May 30th, and all the varnish from the old pews is soaking into everyone's suits and dresses.
Into their Sunday go-to-meeting clothes.
Yeah, everyone, when the wedding was over, all their backs were brown, tan. It was like they all had stigmata.
Well, I'm just bummed that I didn't know you then, and I couldn't have been there for that.
Cool.
Actually, I wouldn't have gone, so, because I don't go to weddings. I go to receptions, though. That's okay. That's
the reception? Yeah, the reception was a hoot. Very nice time.
Yeah. Well, we want to just let everybody know real quick that those phone lines are open.
Yes, and you can call the Wedding Bell Blue hotline at 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-9852, and talk about your wedding if you'd like.
Or if you would like some wedding advice from the Matt Man, he's ready to give it.
Oh, I've got plenty of it. I've got plenty. you know, hire a DJ that's in his 20s. That would be one. For the reception, our DJ, he's like 56 years old, and he was drunk, disheveled, playing old music. It was at that point I saw, man, this is your future.
I was just going to say, did your DJ start out by saying a one and a two?
No, but he may have said, "Hey, you hep cats." So.
Well, average chick says that the accountant there where she works just had a medieval themed wedding last weekend.
Well, I kind of did too, because I was marrying one of the Borgias, evidently. So married into the Borgia family.
Hey-o. Yeah, see, that's one of the things the kids like to do today. These themed weddings. You know, like a Godfather's theme, or, you know, Elvis Blue Hawaii theme. Stuff like that.
And Jay, I see we have a caller. So,
hey.
I guess I'll take it and see what's up.
Oh, boy.
937, you're with Stupid.
Hey, how we doing today, guys?
Wonderful. Who's this?
Oh, this is old Mikey at the old beer mine.
Yeah.
Just enjoying the day as much as possible. Seems that most of the freaks ain't came out yet today.
That's good. So what's on your mind today, Mikey? We're talking about my wedding anniversary.
Yeah, I was listening there a little bit. I was just trying to see what was going on the show today. You want to blame your problems on everybody else, it sounds like.
Oh, no. No, I don't.
It's not our fault, you know. How long have you been married? 26 years?
25. It's my silver. 25. My silver wedding anniversary.
Yeah. I thought maybe you were calling in to get some marriage advice from the Matt Man.
Oh, no.
How do you make a marriage last 25 years?
Well, the way you make a good marriage last is to understand the rules first. I think is your money is hers and her money is hers. This is her world and you just would like to survive in it.
Wow, it sounds like such a wonderful experience.
So you're happily married too, I take it, Mikey.
Oh yeah. Yep, wouldn't have it any other way. Happy
sure.
is better than not happy.
That's right.
An unhappy wife is an awful bad life. Is that right, honey? I even got a girl in here. Just said, yeah, 386.
Okay. That's 386. He's getting money taken away from him as we speak.
Somebody's only spending 386. What are they getting, a pint of Wild Irish Rose?
No, that would be 320, Jay.
Oh, they're getting one pack of
two Snickers and a Diet Coke.
It's lunchtime. That's lunchtime right there. I was going to say maybe $3.86 for half a pack of generic cigarettes.
And seeing that she's so cute, I'm going to give her back her 4 cents that she had coming to her.
put her on the phone.
Hey,
we want to talk to her.
Hey, it's like it. These guys want to talk to you. It's a talk show. She said, no, thank you, pervert.
Wow. Just like a
she's
woman.
Come over from the, she's from the Donato Pizza.
Oh, see?
Yep.
That would have been fun. Oh, well.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it, Matty boy. You're missing out. I've had like four in a row, hotties. Woo-hoo!
Okay. Well, see, that doesn't affect me because I'm happily married.
What's that got to do with it?
Hey,
I had one come in. You know the one chick that comes in, it's got the good-looking one in the little silver car that gets the Bud Light with the kids in the back mm-hmm. short, dark haired. She comes in this morning, and I said, "What the hell do you want?" And she says, she flips me off. I said, "Is the fingernail been shaved?" "I'm all ready for it, baby." She says, "Of course you are."
Okay.
All right.
A little bit of, all right.
Little bungho action, you know.
Well, as always, thanks for calling in, Mike.
Hey, you know anybody that needs their asphalt done? I got a couple fellas that's looking to do it.
I'm sure you do. Maybe we'll cover that next week.
We'll put that out there. Anybody in Bagwine needs some asphalt done? Give Mike a call at the beer mine.
You guys ought to do a show on the people you meet if you own a piece of property in Spring, Kentucky.
We'll do that.
Yeah, it's like we're running the party line here. Anybody out there needs some asphalt done, just call Mikey down at the beer mine.
Yeah,
all right.
I'll do it for thank you.
Yeah, all right. Talk to you later, Mike.
All right, see you guys. Bye.
Bye. Oh, always a pleasure. Always on topic.
Always. Always a good time. Always a good time.
That would make a nice anniversary present, a newly asphalted driveway or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Maybe a little walking path from the driveway to the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little asphalt slab in the backyard with put up a basketball goal.
Good.
You know?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Sure.
See, I don't think he's taken marriage seriously enough, because there's a lot of good tips for a good marriage. And I've learned that over the years. The first one.
Yeah, are you going to share some of those with us?
Yeah. As soon as we bought a house, I wanted her to demand respect from the neighbors, and I would work in the yard, you know, make the house look nice, make it the best on the block. And so every day during the summer months, I would spend, 16 to 18 hours out in the yard, cutting grass, pulling weeds. "Hey, honey, do you want to come in?" "No, no. Still work to be done. I want to make this yard immaculate."
Well, that's yeah, that's a good hobby to have. It's important to have
hobbies.
All
for, yeah, it was all for her.
Right.
It was all for
right. And
us.
Yeah. And I think that the wife, a lot of times, doesn't really recognize what's going on. And so, you know, when the husband all of a sudden takes up golf, and he goes and he's playing golf every evening and on the weekends, a lot of times the wife says, "Oh, you know what? I'll take up golf too, and we can do it together." which results in the husband just tossing the clubs in the corner of the garage and taking up fishing.
And I'll tell you what, it's funny you said that, because I did that exact same thing. And if you'd like to get in real quick before we lose the live stream, you can call in at 661-244-9852. Nergatit Jay, when the when there was nothing else left to do the yard, I could no longer spend 18 hours a day. That's when I applied for a job at SEIU so I could go on the road.
that's the final move right there.
Yeah.
You know, you got the newspaper out. You're going through it. What are you doing? "Oh, I'm just looking for traveling salesman jobs."
Well, this job was as close as it came to that.
Uh-huh. If it hadn't been that, you would have, you know, applied to be a flight attendant.
But then, you know, I got tired of living out of a suitcase and stuff like that.
Well,
But in order to keep the marriage strong, I was thinking, so what could I do next? So ran into Schmoop and just moved in with her. So.
Hey, we have a caller.
We do. We do.
Yeah.
It's not on my switchboard.
Oh, well, I'll take the call then.
Okay.
937, you're with Stupid.
What's it, your man? You're banging some other girl for the last 10 years.
What?
Man, you're banging some other girl for the last 10 years? Get it, get it. Get it while it's hot. How do you get away with that, Batman?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, when you're as charming and as eloquent as I am,
Well, I was going to say that I kept waiting for you to say, when I asked you that, the how to keep a marriage strong for 25 years, the real answer is leave your wife after 14.
That's right. I had the 14-year itch.
Who is this on the line with us?
Hello?
This is Jeremy.
I know. Another one of bag lines.
Mike.
Another one of bag lines finest, huh?
Yes, it is. And we wonder why America's in the shape it is. Here they go joke about the institution of marriage like that. The foundation of this country.
Yeah. You know, this isn't something to just make fun of and make light of. This is serious stuff here.
Serious stuff.
This is about the commitment. This is making a commitment to one or, well, two people.
We've decided to change that name from Matt Man instead of Masturbator. Masturbator Matt. I mean, because obviously, you married and got one on the side. Woo! Woo!
This is turning into quite a celebration, J-Man.
Yes, it is.
I'm getting ready to order a cake. Hey, tell me the beer mine ain't the baddest ass drive through in town when Chick-fil-A comes through here to get a pop. I just had a Chick-fil-A chick come through here all the way from Beaver Creek. Can you believe that?
I can't believe
Looking
it.
Looking for the Matt Man.
I know.
She heard that he was a player.
No.
And didn't
that's babes
me.
For... I tell you what, babes all over the Miami Valley are just coming rolling into the beer mine looking for the Matt Man.
Yeah, and I used to call him Masturbator Matt. Now it's Mastermind Matt.
It's all about being honest. You let them know where they stand.
We've got a big sign out front that says, "Careful what you say around the Mastermind Matt."
Okay.
Here, Jeremy has one more thing he'd like to say.
Okay, that's great. Can't wait.
Yeah!
That was awesome.
Okay, then.
Did you get rid of that phone call, Jay?
They dropped off the line.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah. Who was that?
That would be young lad Jeremy, who runs the auto depot, which is attached to the beverage depot, the beer mart. He's a mechanic that Mike leased the building to back in January.
Oh.
And I know you can't tell, but the dude's only 24. So.
No, he's really seemed like one of those older, settled gentlemen.
And while I was trying desperately not to listen to that phone call, I checked my email again, and, no anniversary. three wishes. But the day is young.
We might have to start blocking all calls from the 937.
Yes, we
just
might.
Throwing that out there. It's just one of those ideas we might talk about in the future.
I forgot to tell you, there was one other omen. Of course, this was a post-matrimonial omen, post-reception omen. The next day, we, of course, set out on our honeymoon, and we went to Williamsburg, Virginia.
Huh,
which is,
yeah,
very nice place, had a nice hotel, got settled in that evening, go down to the bar about, 7:30 to have a couple beers, and we are ushered to the basement because there's a tornado coming. So, that was kind of exciting.
And it just kind of went all downhill from there, right?
Well, yeah. Of course, seven years later, there was a little bright spot when we had Rhino.
There you go.
Yeah. In fact, sometimes I think to myself when I'm feeling ecumenical and my thoughts turn towards God and life, and I'm thinking, you know, I was probably just put on here to help birth Rhino. And I'm thinking, you know, God, if that's all I'm here for, I could have just gotten her pregnant with all this misery, without all this misery, you know. There didn't have to be a wedding or anything.
Oh, yeah, you could have knocked her up. That
exactly.
Would, yeah.
But, evidently, I chose the path of righteousness. So,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And the funny thing, Jay, 9 kids in my family, and I just thought of this morning. My mom and dad were married 53 years before he died. And the wife and I, we hold the record for the longest continuous marriage of all 9 kids. So that's something I'm pretty proud of.
Well, it's always nice to be number one in something.
It is.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's a pretty exciting day, that 25th anniversary.
It is.
I can tell you you have big plans to celebrate it. Working at the beer mine today.
Yeah. Watching the chicks come through the beer mine, that's how I'll be celebrating.
Yep.
Thinking about what if.
What if? What could have been?
What could have been? Of course I don't think about that because, you know, I'm living in a nice place with my best friend and
that's true.
Yeah.
You do have it pretty good. You have it pretty good.
Yeah, and I'm only 5 minutes away from the family. So I was thinking, though, before I'm 50, I would like to get a mistress. That way I could complete the trifecta. I could have a wife, a girlfriend, and a mistress. I think I would be legendary.
In your own mind, you would be. You could be a legend in your spare time.
In my spare time, that's right. People often ask me if I cried on that day 25 years ago. To which I always say, no, I didn't cry until the next day. Haven't stopped since.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, you know, I've never been married. A guy with commitment issues. So I can't really relate to the 25 years of wedded bliss and the joys and the happiness and what have
right.
you. So.
Right.
So I just have to, just take your word for it.
Well, you know. And
have to,
live,
I have to observe. Live, I have to,
right. And live vicariously through me.
Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I wish I could share this feeling with everyone. And sometimes on Sunday afternoons on Facebook after the show, I do share it with everyone.
Yes, you do. And so it goes.
And so it goes. I will tell you what. In full disclosure, people who listen to this show are only getting half of the story. And, trying to be the honest man that I am. And I know many people won't believe this, but during these 25 years, I've actually been an asshole at times.
No.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, give us an example or two, because I'm kind of doubting it.
Oh, I don't know. We could go back to the leaving the house and moving into the apartment with Smoo for one.
Well, okay, yeah. Okay. There's that. Yeah, well, I guess.
I mean, some people would see that. And others would say, it's just being a diplomat.
It's just doing the right thing.
Exactly.
As it turns out, doing what needed to be done.
Exactly.
That's what the man has to do.
Right. In fact, you could say I'm kind of like Mitt Romney. I'm a problem solver.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by the way, for all you Mitt Romney fans out there with iPhones, you can download Mitt Romney's new app, campaign app, where he talks about a better Amercia.
I saw that. Yeah, well.
Doesn't have any plans for America. Got a lot of plans for Amercia.
Yes. I'm thinking instead of being a job creator today, Mitt Romney has fired someone.
Probably so. All right. Well, we got less than 3 minutes left here.
Yes. Kind of a
wrapping
different.
It up.
Yeah, this show was took on a different tone than our happy-go-lucky laid-back Memorial Day show.
Yeah, it did. Which, by the way, that show, the summer kickoff show, is on the first page of the ratings.
That's right.
So, thanks to everybody listening.
Yeah.
Listen again and again and again.
Although some of you out there could have listened more. Had you gotten a modem fixed a little earlier.
Yeah, and you kind of get on that a little more quickly. But,
yes.
But, we're not picky about these things.
No.
Not trying to be pushy or rude or anything. We just, these are the kind of things that need to be anticipated. And be ready for when it happens.
Right.
Modem dead, quick trip to the library. Listen to the show.
Right.
Something like that. Just throwing out some ideas.
Or a neighbor's house.
Yeah, there you go. All right. And don't forget, we'll be on again Sunday at high noon talking about
something. Yes, we will. It'll be huge.
It will be.
And don't forget to like us. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/IWS Radio.
Absolutely. And iwsradio.blogspot.com. See what's happening there.
Yeah, go check out Bryce Firestone.
Hell yeah.
Good man.
All right.
All right, Jay. I'm going to go crack open the champagne now.
Okay.
All right.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks, Jay. Bye.
Bye, everybody.